Sunday, August 1st, the 18th Sunday in Ordinary Time. Let us begin our devotional prayers in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Saint Michael, the Archangel, defend us in our battle. Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the Heavenly Host, by the power of God, thrust into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl about the world seeking the ruin of souls. Amen. Hail, Holy Queen, Mother of Mercy, our life, our sweetness, and our hope. To you we cry, poor man's children of Eve. To you we send up our sighs, mourning and weeping, the valley of tears. Turn in, most gracious advocate, thine eyes of mercy toward us. And after this, our exile, show unto us the blessed fruit of your womb, Jesus. O clement, O loving, O sweet Virgin Mary, pray for us, O Holy Mother of God, that we may be made worthy of the promises of Christ. We welcome you here to St. Elizabeth Ann Seton Catholic Church. We're happy that you're here to worship with us. If you're a new parishioner, please contact the office or see a sacristan after Mass, and they will give you a registration form. Also, at this time, if you would please silence all your cell phones. As school is about to start, so is our YFF classes. If you are interested in being a catechist or a catechist assistant, please contact the office. There's more information in the bulletin. Monday evening at 7 p.m., the Knights of Columbus will meet in the parish hall. The prayer group meets every Wednesday at 1 p.m. in the church office. All are welcome to join them. Prayer intentions can be left in the collection basket or prayer baskets at the side or rear of the church. There's baskets and there's a tablet and a pen, and you can write down any prayer that you would like to have and us pray for. There will be a memorial next Saturday, August 7th at 11 a.m. for Al Farragoli. Just as a reminder, we will only pass the collection basket around once. Put your weekly offering and school contribution in that basket. Thank you for your generosity. We are starting to organize our RCIA classes for the fall. If anyone is interested in pursuing our Catholic faith and beliefs, please contact the office or see the bulletin for more details. The Mass intention today is for the deceased members of the Soloway family. And our celebrant is Father Mike. Please stand.
Our entrance hymn, Glory and Praise to Our God, number 548.
Trust in His grace. coming. Let us begin by making the sign of our faith. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
The Lord Jesus Christ be with all of you.
And with your spirit.
My brothers and sisters, as we gather together to celebrate God's love, let us first take a few moments to recall our sins and ask God's mercy and forgiveness. You are seated at the right hand of the Father to intercede for us. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
You came to call sinners. Christ, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
And you were sent to heal the contrite of heart. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
May Almighty God have mercy on us. Forgive us our sins and bring us everlasting life.
Amen. God, our Father, we thank you for listening to our silent prayers and intention for this Mass today. We pray that you draw near to your servants, answer their prayers with unceasing kindness, that for those who glory in you as their Creator and Guide, that you may restore what you have created and keep safe what you have restored. And so we ask this through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. Amen.
A reading from the book of Exodus. The whole Israelite community rumbled against Moses and Aaron. The Israelites said to them, Would that we had died at the Lord's hand in the land of Egypt, as we sat by our flesh pots and ate our fill of bread. But you had to lead us into this desert to make the whole community die of famine. Then the Lord said to Moses, I will now rain down bread from heaven for you. Each day the people are to go out and gather their daily portion. Thus I will test them to see whether they follow my instructions or not. I have heard the grumbling of the Israelites. Tell them, in the evening you shall eat flesh, and in the morning you shall have your fill of bread, so that you may know that I, the Lord, am your God. In the evening quail came up and covered the camp. In the morning a dew lay all about the camp, and when the dew evaporated, there on the surface of the desert were fine flakes like hoarfrost on the ground. On seeing it, the Israelites asked one another, what is this? For they did not know what it was. But Moses told them, this is the bread that the Lord has given you to eat. The word of the Lord.
The psalm response, the Lord gave them bread, bread from heaven.
John.
Glory to you, Lord.
When the crowd saw that neither Jesus nor his disciples were there, they themselves got into boats and came to Capernaum looking for Jesus. When they found him across the sea, they said to him, "Rabbi, when did you get here?" Jesus answered them and said, "Amen, amen, I say to you, you are looking for me not because you saw signs, but because you ate the loaves and were filled. Do not work for food that perishes, but for food that endures for eternal life, which the Son of Man will give you. For on him the Father God has set his seal." And so they said to him, "What can we do to accomplish the works of God?" And Jesus answered and said to them, "This is the work of God, that you believe in the one that he has sent." And so they said to him, "What sign can you do that we may see and believe in you? What can you do?" Once the ancestors ate manna in the desert, as it is written, "He gave them bread from heaven to eat." So Jesus said to them, "Amen, amen, I say to you, it was not Moses who gave the bread from heaven. My Father gives you the true bread from heaven. For the bread of God is what comes down from heaven and gives life to the world." And so they said to him, "Sir, give us this bread always." And Jesus said to them, "I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never hunger, and whoever believes in me will never thirst." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
I'm going to start my homily by asking you kind of a crazy question. Have you ever been hungry for something, but you didn't know what it was? Had that feeling? I don't know if you've ever, felt that. You go, maybe figure, let me look inside the refrigerator. Maybe there's something in there that will, be something I would like. But then you open the refrigerator, nothing seems to jump out at you, hopefully. maybe you're thirsty for something, but you don't know what. It's a natural feeling that I think many of us have over periods of times. Maybe to put it a little bit more generally, do you have everything in life that's important? You have a family, a job, a good income, but you still feel like there's something empty, something missing, and you don't know exactly what it is. Well, you've come to the right place this morning, because that's what the scriptures are about today, about fulfilling that need, that emptiness. Because actually there's two different kinds of hunger. There's the hunger that we normally feel for food and drink, but there's also a spiritual hunger. There's a saying that St. Augustine said that I always think is beautiful. He said, "Our hearts are made for God, and they will not rest until they rest in God." That's the way God made us, made all of us. He made us with a sense of hungering for that time when we will be with him forever in heaven. But as we continue our journey, we're always working our way towards that goal. We're always hungering for more of God in our life and his presence in our life. And how do we fill that need? That's what the readings are about today. We hear how with the Israelites, how God fulfilled their need, but it was a need for regular food to nourish their bodies. But then Jesus in the gospel reading talks to us about nourishing our souls. He says to them, this is right after the gospel that we heard. It was right after he had fed the 5,000 people. And
So then he was afraid that they were going to continue to want him to continue to feed them, so he went to Capernaum across the sea there. And when he got there, a bunch of these people continued to follow him. And they said, "Feed us." And he says, I know what you want. You want me to keep feeding you like I was a McDonald's or something. You know, whenever you're hungry, you just come on in and, you know, order your food. And Jesus says, that's not what my mission is all about. His mission was to bring the bread of life, the bread of eternal life, to these people. He said, "Lord, we want to receive this bread." Well, he said, "If you want to receive this bread, then you eat my body and drink my blood." Now, can you imagine what that must have sounded like to those people? For many of them, they said, "You're crazy. What do you think, we're cannibals? We're not going to eat your body or drink your blood." And so many of them fell away. And even the disciples that were around him, Jesus said, "Are you going to leave me too?" And they said, "Why? You have the words of everlasting life." And so they continued to stay with him. And as they did, of course, on the Last Supper, they began to understand what he meant when he took bread, broke it, gave it to his disciples, and said, "Take this and eat. This is my body. Take this and drink. This is my blood." And it was in that food, that spiritual food, that they were nourished, and that continues to nourish us and give us the strength that we need, that fulfills that hunger that we have, that we don't know exactly how to fill. It's the Eucharist. That's why it's so wonderful that you're here today, that you can have that, receive the Eucharist, the body and blood of Christ, and also his word is food for the soul, and be replenished in that hunger. But you know, sad to say, as we look around the church, you know, the church is only maybe a quarter full. You know, and so many people are missing out on this wonderful gift that God has given to us through his son Jesus. Where are they fulfilling this hunger? How are they fulfilling this hunger? Sad to say, many of them, because they're desperate, they don't know how to. They reach out for all kinds of options. You know, they might, just keep busy so they don't have to worry or think about that hunger. Or maybe they look into the refrigerator, you know, thinking that that's going to solve their problems, and end up being foodaholics or alcoholics or drug addicts or whatever. You know, or, you know, buying things. They think that if they buy a lot of things, that will fill that need or that hunger. Nothing ever really fulfills it except the body and blood of Jesus Christ. And that the body and blood of Jesus Christ is only the food that we need to go out, to be committed, to go out and to serve Christ in our daily life. That's what Paul was trying to say in the second reading. He says, if you have heard of Jesus, then you should put away your old self, old former way of life, corrupted through deceitful desires, and be renewed in the spirit of your mind, and put on a new self created in God's way in righteousness and holiness of truth. So it's not just coming here and getting fed. We have to then take that nourishment, that food, and use it to build up God's kingdom in our daily lives. That's part of the purpose of it. So I'd just like to share with you this, maybe this short story that might help you understand what I mean. It's, I know I'm dating myself now, but it's about an actor named Tony Randall. He was famous for his movie and TV role as Felix in The Odd Couple. Maybe some of you have heard of him or remember him. Well, once he had an experience that surely was an inspiration for a current credit card commercial, Randall was in a jewelry store in New York City. The store's owner recognized him and became very excited. He declared that Randall was his all-time favorite actor. "What a treat it would be for his wife," the man said, "if she could talk to Tony Randall." So Randall graciously agreed, And so the man called his wife, and Randall had a short but pleasant conversation with her as she gushed on and on about how wonderful he was. Well, finally, Randall came to the point of his visit there at the jewelry store. There was a gold necklace in the window that had caught his eye. He would have liked to buy it, and so he asked the store manager if he could buy this necklace. And he asked him if he would accept a personal check. Well, the store owner hesitated, and then he asked, "Well, do you have any identification?" My point here, recognition only goes so far. The store owner was ready to idolize and worship Tony Randall, but he wasn't ready to trust him. And that's the point, I think, that the scriptures are trying to make today. Jesus is saying he's vulnerably giving us his body and blood and his word in the Eucharist today. But he asks us to trust him, to trust that he will love us, that he will forgive us, that he will care for us, and that he will take care of us in our need to go out and be examples of faith to others. So today, as we reflect on the scriptures, let us just remember this one little saying: my heart is restless until it rests in Jesus Christ. So let us now stand as we join together in our profession of faith. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all things visible and invisible. I believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, born of the Father before all ages, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, consubstantial with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us men, for our salvation, he came down from heaven. And by the Holy Spirit was incarnate of the Virgin Mary and became man. For our sake he was crucified in the Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried, and rose again on the third day in accordance with the scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again.
For the Church, may the gift of the Eucharist nourish our souls and help us to work together to seek the fulfillment of the reign of God. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For all who exercise authority, may the Holy Spirit guide them in right judgment. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For those who have fled their homelands for safety, may God grant them relief through the kindness of his people. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For the elders of our community, especially those who are isolated. May the Lord grant them perseverance in faith and hope. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For all who have died, may they be welcomed to the eternal banquet in heaven. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For those traveling, may God surround them with his loving care, protect them from danger, and bring them in safety to their journey's end. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
We also pray for the sick and homebound of our parish and for those that are going to or have had operations, especially Father Joe, that they recover quickly. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Good and gracious God, listen to the prayers of your people. If it is your will, grant what we have asked. We make this prayer through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
During the preparation of gifts, let us sing together Gift of Finest Wheat, number 320.
Almighty and eternal God, for in goodness you created man,
And when he was justly condemned, in mercy you redeemed him through Christ our Lord. Through him the angels praise your majesty. Dominions adore and powers tremble before you. Heaven and the virtues of heaven and the blessed seraphim worship together with exultation. May our voices, we pray, join with theirs in humble praise as we acclaim. In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice. And once more giving thanks, he gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it. For this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me." Virgin Mary, the Mother of God, with Joseph, her husband, with the blessed apostles, St. Elizabeth Ann Seton, and all the saints who have pleased you throughout the ages, that we too may merit to be co-heirs to eternal life and may praise and glorify you through your Son, Jesus Christ. Through him and with him and in him, O God, almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours forever and ever.
Presence.
So let us now stand as we conclude our communion prayer. Accompany with constant protection, O Lord, those that you have renewed with these heavenly gifts, and in your never-failing care for them, make them worthy of eternal redemption. And so we ask this of Jesus Christ, our Lord.
Amen.
Amen. The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
May Almighty God bless you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
My brothers and sisters, this Mass has ended, but we bring our Lord Jesus and this Eucharist out into our daily lives. Thanks be to God.
Thanks be to God. As we are sent forth, let us sing, Joyful, joyful, we adore thee, number 545.